I didn't even look at the big leagues. I mean, the big leagues were 3,000 miles away. And at 60 years ago, that was the end of the world, pretty near. And I would read occasionally the box scores. I didn't keep the whole box score, but keep the scores of the games. Didn't have any national radio, and certainly no television. And so as a result, we weren't as close to it then as, say, a young kid living in San Diego today would be, where they got a major league team, where they see it on television, they see all the highlights, they see all the players, and that should give some of them a better advantage, because they got a chance to look at all the styles and pick out what they think is good and what they like. And so it was a lot different back there when I started to play. But I did know one thing, that I started to see some hitters that I liked to look at. I thought they looked good. And everybody wants to look good. And I could see these hitters and hit a ball, and they were in good balance and quick. And that impressed me. So I was lucky. I look back again and say, boy, I was lucky that I could decipher a good swing, one that looked good, and one that was productive. And as a result, I tried to copy a lot of the things I saw.